I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to my show. Tonight, a trend has taken over TikTok known as the NPC streamer trend. It features hot e-girls, it's based on video games, it is completely ridiculous and it is melting minds around the globe. We're going to take a look at that right now. Who is with me? Give me a hell yeah! Yum yum, no spicy. Have you heard this trend? So you've probably seen this by now. You've probably seen this blonde woman who's doing the rounds on Twitter and social media, looking with a glazed expression into the camera and repeating these words over and over again in what can only be described as an ADHD-induced fit. There's a bit of uncanny valley about it. They're kind of acting like human, but not really human. And this NPC streamer trend has completely taken over TikTok. Has China stir-fried the minds of Western women, or is it just harmless fun? Well, according to The Guardian, they say if you haven't seen them yet, the videos are mesmerizing. A content creator with long straight hair sits at her kitchen table, rapidly stringing together nonsense catchphrases over and over with the same cheerful expression and tone. Yes, yes, yes. Mmm, ice cream, so good. Oh, you got me feeling like a cowgirl. Gang, gang. Mmm, ice cream, so good. Yes, yes, yes. They keep repeating these things over and over again, and they're essentially mimicking NPCs in video games that have these kind of rote animations and say the same thing over and over again. Hey, where are you going, young traveler? Hey, where are you going, young traveler? Hey, where are you going, young traveler? Goodbye. Goodbye. So they basically do that again and again and again. And it's just an excuse to kind of show their tits and how hot they are, in my humble opinion. The trend is called NPC streaming, named after the non-playable characters in video games that awkwardly repeat pre-programmed phrases and movements. Okay, so let's have a look at some of these videos, this trend that's taken over the internet, and let me get your opinion. The Guardian claims that these e-girls are making up to $7,000 a day doing this. Now, this all started with the TikToker known as Nechu Coco. She is the OG of this. So let's have a look at this NPC streamer trend. Let me get your thoughts on this. All right, here she is. Here's Nechu Coco. She started it all. It's cut. I think she's got talent. That requires some kind of talent. She's doing the same sound again and again, and she's playing a character, and it really looks like it's part of a video, part of a video game. So in the comments, we've already got comments saying send the asteroid from Internet Tough Guy. So this is what half of the people online are saying, or probably more than half, is that this is the end. This is the apocalypse. China have completely destroyed the brains of girls in the West and has turned them into fucking idiots with this relentless kind of stream of ADHD nonsense that they basically built and put together. So Nechu Coco, she's my favorite NPC streamer. Here she is again. $7,000 a day, people. So this is also ASMR. It's kind of just the sounds. Something about it is weirdly pleasurable to some people. And she's the real talent, as far as I can see, who started it. Nechu Coco. Here she is again in a slightly different video. And yeah, they got a special way of doing it in Japan. The cosplay is immaculate. Now, some Westerners got hold of this. Now, the video that's really doing the rounds is from this kind of ex-porn star known as Cherry Crush, and this is the video that had people talking online and was kind of controversial and had people saying it's all over, the Western world is finished. So this is the video that really has people talking. Let's have a look at this. This is completely insane.
Marshmallow, crunchy corn, yum. Kitty paws. Oh, pumpkin, yum.
spicy.
Ice cream, yum! Kitty boss, brrrr! Ice cream, yum! Once we get to 350, I'll leave, I promise. Stinky swear.
No spicy.
Hot dog, yum! Hot dog, yum! Donuts, yum! I'm hungry.
Okay, I mean, fuck, man. There's so much to unpack there. So, they've got to be aware that it's kind of ridiculous. They must be self-aware. They kind of know. And they look kind of hot as well. And there's so much shit going on. The aesthetic is kind of mind-blowing. The whole elf ear thing that she's got. If you're just listening, it's kind of hard to describe this. But it's a girl who's really hot. And she's got elf ears. And she's got all these kind of crazy accessories and this very weird kind of garb. Looks like some kind of cyberpunk elf, and there's all this kind of shit in her room and stuff, and she's acting like an NPC, kind of moving around with those repetitive animations and just going and what she's doing there is reacting to people donating. So when someone donates, for example, a hot dog, she goes hot dog, yum. And so obviously people are motivated to donate because they get some kind of control. They can, it's like putting a coin in something and then it's going to do a dance for you, or like you put the money in and then it's going to move, right? You get some kind of reaction. But the negative, the critique in me thinks that TikTok entertainment is very repetitive, and it's kind of designed for people who are having their attention span slowly whittled away, scroll after scroll. And it's got no substance to it at all. And I can't help but feel entertainment has really kind of fallen in the last like few decades. I mean, back in the day, right? I was listening to Michael Jackson today. Holy shit. That guy had it all, man. Like, he could sing, he could dance. The music was fucking shit hot. You can't fake that shit. You can't boot up something in the palm of your hand and entertain people like they did back then. Well, you couldn't do that back in the day, but now you can. You don't really have to have a serious talent to dance or sing or act. You just got to be kind of hot. And I think slowly but surely our expectations are getting lower and lower and lower, to the point where when generations come through, the things that inspire them are very kind of simplistic because there's no real talent anymore. And so even though it's obviously really repetitive and they've copied it from somewhere and there's no real artistry to it, there's something a little bit compelling about it because there is a performance there. But again, just because there's so little competition and our tastes have been dulled so much by this entertainment junk food, for want of a better metaphor, we're still kind of weirdly entertained by it, even though we know that it's actually not really that special. So that was the video that's doing the rounds. And the other girl who's blowing up as an NPC streamer is known as Pinky Doll. So she's massive. And this shit's really fucking weird, man. So let's watch another video of NPC streamers, shall we? Here is Pinky Doll, and she's blowing up as well.
Gang. Ice cream, so good. Thank you, Jackie. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Oh, special. Gang, gang. Rah, rah, rah. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Balloon. Gang, 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 gang. That was good. Lemonade. Hee-haw, yes. You got me feeling like a cowgirl. Let me run it, huh? Hee-haw, yes. You got me feeling like a cowgirl. Let me run it, huh? Slay, huh? Slay, huh? Slay, huh? Ice cream so good. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Slay, huh? Oh, thank you, Stuart.
I mean, she gets into character. She's playing an NPC, and she does play it well. And she repeats it at the same pitch every time with the same kind of motion. So there is some kind of talent there in the performance. Definitely worth a shag as well, wouldn't you say? I would say.
Blue, it's me. Oh, thank you, baby. You got me feeling like a queen, huh? Gang, 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 gang.
But really, this is just an excuse to shake your tits around, I think.
Gang, gang. Ice cream, so good. Gang, gang. Gang gang.
And she's putting popcorn kernels in her hair iron and popping the popcorn in there as well, just adding a little bit of extra value there. It's not quite on par with Michael Jackson's moonwalk in terms of entertainment, but it's entertainment nonetheless.
Gang gang. That was good. Lemonade. Gang gang. Ice cream so good. Gang gang. Pop. Amazing. Yes, 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 yes. Take your cool money. Oh, thank you, baby. This is so cute. Gang gang.
Okay, so in the comments, people aren't liking this. Internet Tough Guy says TikTok destroyed her brain. Milky T says she's not as good though. Victoria Rockwell says, please stop torturing us. Dances with Incels, I love the name, says peak nonsense. Brad W says, society cannot function when people like this make more than doctors. Internet Tough Guy says, you're the DJ, Johnny, you can do better than these girls, lol. Brad W says, I wouldn't bang her with someone else's dick. Oh my God. Solid Fema says, wow, this will either get old soon or it will be everywhere. Okay, so people aren't really liking it. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, look, if it was that easy to make $7,000 a day, everyone would be doing it. So, I don't know. I'm kind of quite forgiving of this new trend. Can you stomach any more?
Thank you, CR. Thank you, Kiki. Ice cream so good. It was you, Max. Pat, amazing. Ice cream so good. Ice cream so good. Thank you, CR. Thank you, Mustard. Ice cream so good. Thank you, Sky. Gun money. Wow. I got your name. Beautiful gift for you. Take your heaven. Ice cream so good. Thank you, Ash. Thank you, Tania. Ice cream so good. Take your Saturn, yes, do your thing, huh? Woof! Take your Noel, take your Yayita. Yes, popcorn. Oh, take your Sky.
Listen, no one can tell me American people have it hard. No one can fucking tell me there's any problem with life in America. If you can make $7,000 a day pissing around, putting popcorn in your hair iron, America is... It's not perfect, but it is goddamn incredible. There is nothing wrong with it at all. And that girl, she'll do this for 90 minutes flat. Look at this video, right? Look, 1 hour, 28 minutes, constantly doing this.
Elizabeth, money gun, I got your name. Wow, a lot of good. For you, rabbit, money gun. Ice cream so good, oh special. Yes. Yes, popcorn. Ice cream so good, gang. Hee ha, yes. You got me feeling like a cowgirl. Let me ride it, huh? Oh, thank you, baby. I love you. Get cake. Give, money gun. I got your name. Wow, a lot of gift for you. Oh, thank you, baby. You got me feeling like a queen. Hee ha, yes.
So she does that for 90 minutes. Thing is, she's making $7,000, so of course she's going to fucking do it for 90 minutes. Of course she's going to do it. But here's the thing, right? You have to question where the line is, where you will stop doing shit when people pay you. So, do you know what I mean? Where is that line? For nearly everybody, that line is someone wants to fuck you, they're going to pay you money. Most people will not do that, right? So where is the line for this woman? And there's obviously something kind of shameful about doing anything for money or doing something that somebody else wants that's not in your heart and being all right with that for money. People will call you a sellout. People will say that you've got no self-respect. So that is a criticism you could level at these people. I think my limit is I'll give someone a hell yeah if they donate. Speaking of which, streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. If you donate, it would be good. If you donate, it would be good. If you donate, it would be good. And then you'll get more of these videos. Certain people lost a lot of respect for just doing anything for money. What was that guy's name? He was kind of big. He was a conservative commentator. Do you remember that guy? But he was kind of diminutive. And he went around and did a few interviews and stuff. Do you remember that? Do you remember that guy? Can you remember him? Can you remember him? Can you remember him? What was his name? It was like Troy or something like that. What was it? Do you remember that guy? And he turned Christian. he used to be an atheist and he turned Christian. He was really fucking big and he did loads of conservative talking points. And one person offered him money and he started, not Milo, no. He was much more diminutive than him. He had brown hair. He was really big like about 4 years ago. And he's kind of disappeared off the face of the earth now. But he did like conservative culture war videos and someone offered him money to twerk and he got up and he started pretending to twerk. And that was when he kind of jumped the shark. So I think obviously there's a point at which people start to lose respect for you if you just do anything for money. And you could certainly say these people, their standard for what they can do for money is pretty low. They'll pretty much do anything. But then again, I don't really want to knock them. Seven fucking G's, baby. Seven fucking G's she's making. Pinky Doll, I believe her name is. So one more from Pinky Doll, just to put the NPC streamer trend in the forefront of your cerebral cortex.
Coconut, so good. Coconut, so good. Balloon.
But that's kind of like, I can't do that with my mouth. I'm sure she can do many things with her mouth. That popping sound is great.
Grab, grab, grab. Coconut, so good. Grab, 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 grab. Balloon. Grab. Ice cream, so good. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, thank you, VC. You got me feeling like a queen, huh? Thank you, Shelby. Fire, 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 fire. Ooh, gang, gang. Gang, gang. Ice cream, so good. Fire, 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 fire. Take your lily, slay, huh? Meow, meow. That was so good.
Okay. I think we get it. But here's one more. Ah, no, I lost that one. So anyway, she's making 7 Gs a day, according to The Guardian. And then you've got random people online who are now kind of adopting this and doing it themselves. Here's some kind of old dude trying to reenact this trend.
In this sense, yes, yes, yes. S cream, so good. Gang, gang. How should I put it? A hearty thank you to. Yes. No spicy. Show indeed such an act of slaying. Ha ha. Gang, gang. A second helping of ice cream. Show delicious. And show on and show forth.
This guy looks like Jeff Daniels' granddad. Isn't this the guy that had a debate with Jordan B. Peterson about communism? So of course there are a lot of people online saying that this trend is rotting people's brains. Yes, it is rotting people's brains. Let's have a look at what some people are saying. So here's a meme. Rothmer says, my parents in their 30s, it's a typical couple with an alpha male and a picture of a house, and they're saying, let's buy a house. And then the meme underneath says, this generation in their 30s, and it's a kind of fucked up depressed guy who's been scrolling through his phone for far too many years. And then you've got Pinky Doll saying, gang gang, slay, ice cream is so good, yes yes yes. So people are saying it's rotting brains. Here's a meme from Interstellar about someone trying to understand this trend. See if we can get this up. Oh man, I hate Twitter. The app is just so goddamn bad, it never fucking works. It's something like millennials or just people trying to understand Generation Z. And then they've got the guy from Interstellar and he's looking at a TV screen and they've like superimposed that girl Pinky Doll on it, and the guy's like looking at the screen and he's crying his eyes out. It's pretty funny. Unfortunately, I can't seem to find that meme. I've actually got it from my friend Renee. He sent this to me. I can at least show it to you on my phone. Where are you, Renee? All right, hold on. I got it here. Wait. I've got to show you this because it's freaking awesome. Right. Check this out. Here's a meme kind of reacting to people trying to understand what's going on with Generation Z. So this meme says, everyone over 30 trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with Generation Z.
Again. Ooh. Ice cream so good. Yeah, strong woman. Balloon. Yeah, strong woman. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, strong woman. Yeah, strong woman. Slay, huh? Oh, take your gaps. I love you. Slay, huh? Gang gang, gang gang, gang gang. Yes, strong woman. Fire.
You got these melancholy strings in the background as well.
Gang gang, gang gang. Oh, where's my feet? Ooh, gang gang, gang gang. Yes, popcorn. Gang gang, gang gang. Fire. Gang gang.
Trying to understand it.
Thank you, Cedric. Wow.
So there you go. All I can say is, yes, yes, yum, yum, no spicy. So some people are questioning whether China created TikTok to dumb down young generations in Western society. So now other people are doing this trend.
Tabji, Tabji. Ooh, a Bugatti.
What color is it?
Another girlfriend?
Yummy.
But these bitches don't quite do it as well as Pinky Doll and Cherry Crush, I would say. So what do you think about that? NPC streamers, are they terrible? Are they amazing? Brad W says these people vote. Hello Goodbye says, if I didn't have YouTube channels like this, I would have no knowledge of this kind of trend. The first time I saw it, the girl with the elf ears, I had no fucking clue what was going on at all. But now I get it. They're just reacting to the donations. When they donate, you get an icon like an ice cream or a hot dog and they just react to it and they try to be NPCs. But it came from Japan. And the girl it came from, Neichu Koko, her cosplay is pretty good and no one does it quite like how Japan does it. She really had that down to a T. She really looked like a good NPC. What did you think of that video? What did you think of that video? Of that video? What did you think of it? Let us know. Richard says, please don't show any more. Jack says, I fucking hell, I hate those videos. So there you go. Yeah, NPC streamer trend. I'm Johnny Masker, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing the NPC streamer trend with Cherry Crush, Pinky Doll, and Neichu Koko, taking the internet by storm. But if you have been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Masker. The more you donate, the more of me you're going to get. Someone's given a generous donation, Mama. So I've just got to read you out. I wonder who that was. Solid Freeman says, I feel disturbed, but this is normal nowadays. Someone donated $80. That's rather big. Beastie, always coming good. Thank you, Beastie. Look, $80. Thank you so much. Mate, we need to get that girl on the TikTok, on the GIF. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. That means a lot. Yeah, so we've got about how many days to go? 12 days to go to make $425. We're going to do a 24-hour live stream either this Friday or Saturday. And I asked you what games I should play or what game I should play. And the results are kind of surprising. So there were four games I suggested we could play for a 24-hour stream. And those games are Final Fantasy 16, Tomb Raider 1 on the PS1, Secret of Monkey Island and Dark Souls 1. We've had 36 votes and most people have voted for Secret of Monkey Island. Really? How do people even know this game? This game is fucking old school. It's a point and click adventure. I remember playing it back in the day and it's very witty, very funny. It's about this guy, I think he's training to become a pirate and has a really cool story. Very well written, classic point and click. I'm surprised anyone even knows what that is. Final Fantasy 16 coming in last with 11%. I believe that's not cross-platform, so the graphics are really good. There's no wokeness in it, and apparently it's got really good epic combat and boss battles, and it's a trending game, but nobody wants to see it. Fair enough. Tomb Raider got the second most amount of votes. Tomb Raider 1 on the PS1. You really want to torture me with that game? That game is so difficult. Dark Souls coming in at number 3 with only 19%. You don't want to see Dark Souls? You don't want to torture me with that? You know that game's going to be hardcore. So you really want to watch me play Monkey Island? To be honest, like, I kind of would rather play Dark Souls. Dark Souls apparently takes about 50 hours to complete. Final Fantasy 16 isn't good, says Dances with Wolves. Really? What's wrong with it? I don't know, but I read that it was all right. Brad W's got me next week. Okay, so other news for tonight. Roseanne Barr, comedian. She's back on Twitter after being banned. She got banned for misgendering or some stupid shit like that. What the fuck? What did Roseanne What did she get banned for again? Do you remember that? Roseanne Barr Twitter ban. It was something so meek. They just... Yeah, apparently it was a racist tweet. Okay. I remember this, and I think Joe Rogan was talking about this back in the day. So Roseanne was cancelled after racist tweets, apparently, a few years back. So in one of the tweets, she wrote... Barr wrote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. Barr was responding to a comment about Valerie Jarrett, a top former aide to President Obama. Barr, I mean, it's pretty fucking dicey. But to ban someone for that? Anyway, she got banned for that. But she's back on Twitter now. She is back. And you can see here, she's delighted with being let back onto the blue bird. She said, finally got my blue check. Now I'm as important as everyone else with a credit card. Hopefully I can get paid to tweet now, Elon Musk. I have shit to say. Mate, I'm well excited about this. I dropped a popcorn eating gif because I'm just ready for the fucking... I'm ready for it. I'm ready for Roseanne Barr. She's actually pretty fucking funny. She's back on Twitter. She said in one of her first tweets since being banned, I'm going to dress up in man drag and tell Bible stories to school kids. Oh man, what's wrong with that? Hey, that's happening all up and down the country, but it's not Bible stories. Really clever there, because you know the left is saying it's fine to teach this kind of stuff, but if you were to teach them Bible stories, then they'd expose their hypocrisy and they'd say, no, you can't do that. You have to teach them about getting bent over the desk and weird perverted stuff instead. She dropped a really good tweet here. In fact, so good, Tara Bull said that she won the internet. Roseanne Barr, responding to President Biden, who said, my administration is committed to constructing a 21st century rail system. Roseanne Barr replied and said, Hunter already runs one out of your house. I do like that. I do like that. So Roseanne Barr is back on the Twitters. If you are on Twitter, and I have to say Twitter is getting fucking good since Musk took over. There really is free speech in abundance on Twitter, which is great. I would suggest following Roseanne Barr because she's fucking funny. She's really funny. So she's back, and that's kind of good news. All right. I mean, there's plenty of other shit, but I'll bring you that tomorrow. They're trying to arrest Donald Trump again. DOJ are going to try to arrest him for what he did on January the 6th. There's a lot of kind of news about that and fallout about that. So they're still going after God Emperor Trump. And a few Dem states are now going after Republicans and congressmen and politicians who said that Trump won, which he did in 2020. They're trying to arrest 16 of them. So they're really, really going after Donald Trump and the Republicans right now. But we'll get to that tomorrow. Solid Freeman says, Zuck's Threads just crashed. Number of users dropped. I love it. Yeah, Threads, I mean... Threads is dirty. It was so easy to sign up for that on Instagram. I got an automated message saying, do you want to sign up for Threads? And I just clicked yeah. And then I was on there, and then it said, you can't delete your account now unless you delete your Instagram account as well. And it just was like a discount version of Twitter. And Kuckerberg was on there saying, I want it to be like a friendly version, a friendly. It's too mean on Twitter. Let's make it. Mate, you're supposed to be one of the leading entrepreneurs. Even I could have told you, Twitter is the model for real-time news. It is what it is. You can't get rid of the bickering. When people are anonymous and there's no consequence for talking shit, people are going to talk shit. But he said, I want it to be friendly, and then proceeded to ban shitloads of people. So why the fuck would you go over there? This bullshit about it being friendly when it's not going to be friendly. It's just going to be a fucking liberal echo chamber full of resentment and hatred. And there's going to be loads of censorship. Who the fuck wants things to be censored? I certainly don't. Cool. Nice, everybody. Nice. So, yeah. What? Are we really going to play Monkey Island? Is that what we should be playing? I failed my 150 kilogram bench press. I didn't eat any pasta because I was eating a bit recently, which helped me nearly get there. And I stopped eating it because it's just too tasty and addictive. I failed my 150 kilogram bench press. I had to settle for 140, so I failed it, but I'll be going back today or tomorrow and I'll have another crack at it, but I think we're gonna have to stick to 140 for now. So I downloaded a few games. You know what, are we really gonna play Monkey Island? Is that what we want to be playing? You know, there's a fucking Blade Runner game. There's a Blade Runner game, bruv. Look at this, bruv. It's got the sound. Yeah, that's the sound. Look at this. Bruv! Blade Runner RPG or point and click. Mate, come on now. Look at this. Listen to the sound. It's the sound. True, Milky Tea. Early in the 21st century, the Tyrell Corporation advanced robot evolution into the Nexus phase, a being virtually identical to a human known as a replicant. The Nexus 6 replicants were superior in strength and agility, and at least equal in intelligence to the genetic engineers who created them. Replicants were used off-world as slave labor in the hazardous exploration and colonization of other planets. After a bloody mutiny by a Nexus 6 combat team in an off-world colony, replicants were declared illegal on Earth under penalty of death. Special police squads, Blade Runner units, had orders to shoot to kill upon detection any trespassing replicant. This was not called execution, it was called retirement. This is from the actual movie. That was the opening crawl from the movie. Look at this, bruv, there's a Blade Runner game. Oh man, do you know what? They need to do an open world version of this. They need to do an open world RPG of Blade Runner. Mate, fucking hook that shit out to my veins. Look at this. What the fuck? Look. Dude, it's like the movie, but slightly different. Oh shit, what the hell is this?
I'm leaving now.
Lucy, my sweet.
I cleaned out the tiger cage and sorted all the meal bins. So, if it's all right, it's my turn to fix dinner.
Haven't you forgotten something, little one?
Just suck my cock!
In a very long day.
I don't want to.
Now, Lucy, I thought we'd settled this last week.
Come here!
Don't let's forget who pays your salary.
Closed.
Come back tomorrow.
Come here, sit on Vesemir's lap.
I haven't finished with you. I told you, we're closed.
We're not here to buy, little man. We've come to sell.
You can't possibly have anything to interest me. These are extremely rare animals of the highest quality.
What a coincidence. So am I. That is the price for humility.
Oh, please, don't.
And what else might we interest you in today, sir? Perhaps some virtue.
Oh, shit. Killed the bud.
Please, I'm begging you.
But what of honor, little man? At what price? Honor.
Oh, my God, no! That tiger is the rarest specimen ever seen!
Tiger, tiger, burning bright. The forest of the night.
BR-61661, report to precinct.
Brav!
Repeat code 3.
I was just finishing up my 12 out on patrol when I got the call. Welcome relief, considering that the most action I'd seen all night was a schizoid grandmother doing the shimmy in her underwear in the second sector.
Pelosi's on the loose again. I mean, of course, the voice acting is not fucking... Well, Harrison Ford was also terrible. He did it on purpose, but this feels right. They got animals, they're valuable, we got the themes.
Thunderbird on Bryant's desk, and yours truly led the cleanup crew.
Mate, same fucking shot.
It was still the dirtiest work I'd seen.
Where's Captain Bryant?
Took a sick day. Got himself a heinous case of ptomaine poisoning. He asked me personally to run the unit in his absence.
This is fucking amazing!
One of the old-time guys who took their knocks in the streets. He had a friendly way about him, but you didn't want to turn your back on him if you were less than a friend.
Hope you've been enjoying your leisure time, kid, because it's time to take that thumb out of your ass.
Hallelujah.
Don't get too excited. The other Blade Runners are all jammed up. Holden's sucking dinner through a straw. Gaff's working the Tyrell break-in and steals...
Holden is still fucked?
Looks like you got this one by default.
You really know how to make a girl feel wanted.
Animal murder done at Runciter Zoological. Probably just be a schizoid glitz, but we got the call. Old man Runciter lost something like a billion chinions worth.
10 to 1, this ain't a job.
Where was this shot? This was shot in a real station, wasn't it?
Perfect your French cooking, maybe?
Is this...
Tonight, Slim?
I thought you were on special assignment.
Wasn't too damn special after I had the suckers out.
What happened?
A couple of fours were masquerading as fibroblast insulators down at Kaiser. I dressed up like a nurse, they never had a chance.
I'll bet.
It's like a Dana Scully from Portland.
Hell no. There's a beautiful little thing in here called the magic, and it ain't ever been wrong. You develop it, you got a brilliant career ahead of you.
I'm working on it.
What's Guza got you doing tonight?
AM at Runciter's.
Animal murder. Oh, those skin jobs got no respect for anything.
Jen Nutsucky.
Goddamn Eldon Tyrell ought to be zipped into a body bag and flushed into deep space.
Get rid of him, we'd be out of
the thing is, right, Sid Mead, he is the fucking man. He wasn't on this. Like, he was on Aliens as well. That's no Sid Mead. Ah, yes.
You got eyes in the back of your head.
All you gotta do is ask, Slim.
Mate, she's well up for it. She's well up for it.
Animal sales was a profitable and prestigious business since most real animals had died out after the Terran War. There were plenty of electric ones, though, powered by rechargeable batteries.
This is brilliant, man.
No acting human would own one of those frauds.
Oh, okay, look. Point and click. Oh, look. It's like 3D. Is it 3D? It is 3D. Is it? It's like Resident Evil. It's like a pre-rendered background. This does seem dope. What? Shit. Man, I missed out. Arnold Schwarzenegger's partner in Kindergarten Cop. Man, that film is all kinds of ludicrous. This is the Blade Runner game, isn't it? This is it, Richard.
Oh. Canvas the area. Maybe somebody had his eyes open.
I'm on it.
Nah, but she said, you're looking at my ass. Nah, this is different, Solid. This wasn't work. Because she was like, you're looking at my ass. And he goes, he says, like, basically, yes. And she goes, all you have to do is ask. They'd never do that in a woke franchise. They would just say, don't touch me, you pig. She's like, let's fucking shag. This is amazing. This is all we've got. It's just a click, click. We don't have a look or anything that is blue.
Judging from the distance between the prints, I was looking for two very big men. One dragged his right foot, indicating a possible injury or lameness. The other appeared a lot more controlled, graceful even. Quite a pair.
She saved it.
McCoy, LPD.
I'm absolutely certain Lucy Devlin was involved in this heinous act. She's the young girl who works for me.
She's responsible for all this mayhem?
No, of course not. It was two men acting in concert with her, obviously.
Obviously. What'd they look like?
Big and scary and absolutely malevolent.
Are there any buttons in this? Because it's surely it's not just point and click, is it?
My precious one.
Yeah, I had a thought crime when I looked at her ass. I can't believe this guy's still alive after all that shit. Right? Oh, here we go. Graceful footprints, limping footprints. Oh, look at this. Animal murder. Oh, look. What's this? Clue database. Suspect database. Let's look at the suspect. This game looks sick, man. Look at this. Bye-bye, Jack. Enjoy the film. Okay, no photo. Animal murder. Clues, graceful footprints. Whereabouts, MO, clue filters, whereabouts, replicant. Okay. So we're just looking for some fucking footprints. Graceful footprints. Limping footprints. Run Sitzer interview.
Judging from the distance between the prints, I was looking for two very big men. One dragged his right foot, indicating a possible injury or lameness. The other appeared a lot more controlled, graceful even. Quite a pair.
How the fuck can footprints be graceful?
Judging from the distance between the prints, I was looking for two very big men. One dragged his right foot into...
I'm absolutely certain Lucy Devlin was involved in this heinous act. She's the young girl who works for me.
She's responsible for all this mayhem?
No, of course not. It was two men acting in concert with her, obviously.
This is fucking awesome, man. Jesus. This is so good. This is great. What's all this other shit? Oh, music, sound effect. Man, this game, look at this game, this is sick. Good night, Richard.
My precious one. She was my baby.
Alright, we're looking for the foosh.
I'm ruined. Totally ruined.
He's fucked. Bloodstain.
You got any discs from that camera?
It's irrelevant. Those murderers also destroyed the camera. Thousands of chinyens worth.
Maybe it photographed them before they shot it out.
I guess you've got a point at that. Yeah,
you dumb bastard. You didn't even think of that. This looks cool.
I believe this is the disc from last night.
Peachy.
Okay. This game is mad basic. I mean, all you can do is click on something when it goes green. It's crazy.
Can you think of anything they might have been after?
First, I thought they wanted money, but I don't keep any in the shop. Then I thought they wanted to steal my animals, but they started executing them.
Could they have been replicants?
Who else would be capable of such barbaric acts?
My precious one. She was my baby.
It's like someone goes into your classic car garage and just destroys all your cars, mate. Destroyed all the animals. They're mad rare in this universe.
You ever do any business with the replicant manufacturers, Tyrell Corporation?
I resent that accusation.
Just wondering.
Officer, last May I personally sold Governor Kolvig an exquisite Bercheron colt. I have been a guest at his house on 3 separate occasions. Do I look like I need to carry artificial product?
Haha, hanging with Hunter.
Tell me about this Lucy.
There's not a lot I can tell you. She's only worked for me for about a month. She's about 14 years old with pink hair. A very attractive young thing.
Oh.
How'd you find her?
Biden's in the house.
She came with a reference from Ogilvy's in the Northwest Zone. And he's a very reputable wholesaler.
You treat her well?
As well as any young tot should be treated.
Tot!
Where she worked?
She used to eat over there.
You can't call her a tart. She's 14. She
Maybe
didn't...
You can dig up that reference from Ogilvy's.
Yes.
I thought she's in her 20s.
Somewhere here. Just a moment.
That's the last thing he ever said. We're just chatting to this geezer.
Here you are.
He called her a tart. He's like, what? You can't call her that.
My baby.
What?
I may not be finished with you. Stick around. I may not be finished with you.
Oh, I think we're done with him.
All my animals.
The ambient kind of background noise is really good. Yeah, the real future's Sam Brennan. Oh, mate. Who would have thought that guy was a fucking lunatic psychopath, huh? Who could have fucking guessed? Monkey.
Well, isn't that cute? Well, isn't that cute?
Yeah.
A toy dog.
Oh, they got the toy theme back. That's good. This game is sick, man. Animal murder. Okay. What are we going to do with that? That's toy dog. Look at it. Oh, Chinyan. What do we do with it? Nothing. Alright. Oh. Yeah. Sup, Ultimate Sunrise. I like pot roast and mashed potatoes. Tasty.
She was my baby.
Nah, David, that's not allowed, bruv. That's not allowed. Sam Brinton probably would,
though. All my animals.
3D models of objects. We're not Vaush, right? We're not Vaush. 3D models of objects in the menu, like Skyrim and stuff.
The murders, the lack of any theft, the small animals alone were worth a good chunk of change on the street. It seemed more like an act of vengeance. Scratches and paint flecks, and I knew what they meant. Unless the city had bought a jet black fire truck, somebody had a big fat traffic ticket coming.
We're playing Blade Runner, dude. Who would have guessed? There's a fucking Blade Runner game. This is a PC game, right? Must be. It looks quite good. Oh shit, behind the barrier. Oh, in the car, in the motor. Off we go. Mate, this game is the business. Look at this. Where the fuck are we? No. McCoy's apartment. Is that me? Police station. Run site is out, so that's where we are. Let's go to the police station. Mate, where has this game been my whole life? Look at this! Look at it! Bruv! Typical MS-DOS game from the times of FX Fighter. Oh god, FX Fighter. That rings a bell. This is sick, man. This is already better than like 95% of modern games, I swear to fucking god. You wanna play some shite like Fortnite, or you wanna play this? Come on now. Look, this is fucking wicked, but how the hell do I know where to go? Basement sounds. Oh shit. Enough talk.
Are they letting me out?
I'm not the one who makes that decision.
I suppose it's my turn to bear the cross for the cause.
Hello, Matsudaira. Sorry, I'm late reading your comment.
Who are you, anyway?
Please leave me alone. My migraine's acting up.
Nah, mate. Spill the beans, bruv.
I got some more questions for you.
Your associate, Ms. Steele, has already taken my statement. I have nothing more to say unless I have an attorney present.
Let's rough him up, guard.
Hey, pal. Hey, pal.
Sounding a bit condescending there?
I got some more questions for you.
Your associate, Ms. Steele, has already taken my statement.
There's
I
no...
have nothing more to say unless I have an attorney present.
There's no multiple choice or anything. Look, this one's open. This is quite awesome, man. Right. Run, Forrest. It looks good!
Ground floor.
I can try before. So, this is really in the movie. This is a real place. It wasn't like a set. This was a really famous... Isn't it a train station? This is so great. Man, I can't believe you can play in the world of Blade Runner. This is what I've been waiting for, bruv. Run, Forrest. This is great. This is so fucking good. They got that same shot through the roof. So cool.
Sorry to bother you, Lieutenant. I was just checking in.
We'll get back out there. Those reps ain't retiring themselves.
Yeah, suicidal targets would make my job a lot easier.
Everybody's got a job, kid.
But look, I've got a little special dog, bruv. Give it to the guy. Nope. Give me a drink, bruv. Didn't offer me a drink? Shit. Now it's making sense. So this is inside that building. Okay, I didn't even think about that in the movie. What's my name? McCoy.
Violent street crime in the city rose again last year by a whopping 26%, according to the latest figures from the Department of Justice.
Democrat-run city.
Attributed the change to the dramatic increase in the number of specials.
Man, this is a, look at this extended lore of Blade Runner. This is the shit. Mate, what is that? We've got fucking, what is this? Best scores, Steel, Gaff, Holden, Bryant.
Registered as city residents and promised a tough new set of standards for the City Immigration Bureau by next month.
What is this? Best McCoy, that's me, zero. Let's play. What is this? Oh, this is a shoot. This must be a shooting range, right?
Old copies of case files, notices, and memos. The usual station junk. Old copies of case files, notices, and memos. The usual station junk.
This game is fucking awesome, man.
Lucky Strikes, Crystal's brand. I knew she was spending a lot of time in the training maze these days, even though she'd already gotten close to a perfect score.
Esper room. Esper. What's Esper again? I forget. I should know that. Esper. what is the Esper? Wow. Is that the machine that looks through the photos? Yes.
Scanning. Two enhanceable images found. Adding enhanceable photographs to Kaya database.
Mate, you can actually use this in the game.
Run sitter crime scene.
I'm fucking blown away by this. I cannot believe this even exists. Mate, this is amazing! Dude, you can use the Esper! Oh my god, it's got the same sound effect. Mate, I'm in love. I'm in love! Mate, it's just like the movie! What we need, though. Oh. Wow, look. We need to look in the mirror, right? That's what we want. This is what we want, look. Man, this is sick. No. Ooh. Enhance 43-26. This is sick. What are we doing? It's the monkey. Enhance, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what we're looking for here. Yeah, Solid Freeman's got the nostalgia. I'm bringing it. I don't think there's anything in here. Oh, look, there's a llama. This is so cool. Shit. I just can't believe we've got this. What a treasure. What a fucking treasure this game is. Look, it's even got the alarm clock on the right that Ridley Scott stuck on there. Brilliant. All the same sound effects.
Trendsetter crime scene.
Lot of mercy. What are we supposed to fucking do? Oh. That's what we're supposed to do.
He looks familiar. Give me a hard copy of that.
It is Deathclaw. Can you believe it? There's a fucking Blade Runner game and it's sick. Hard copy. Boom. We got him, lads. That's exactly what we wanted.
Runsetter crime scene.
Gang gang. Gang gang. Ooh.
Oh,
ice cream's so good.
That's the last fucking thing I wanted to see.
Balloon.
No. Oh no, mate. We started with the fucking NPC streamer, and we ended with it. She ended our game, and the pit. No, that bitch fucking. She destroyed our stream. Oh fuck! I didn't save it either. Bruv, okay, we'll have to go back to it though, but that's funny. That's funny as hell. She came up to ruin our game.
Yes, yeah, sure.
No more of that. Okay, well, how's that for fate? Unfortunately, the ideal future we had there has been replaced by this shallow TikTok future. Unfortunately, it's taken over, quite literally. Oh, Solid Freeman sent $5. Thank you. I'm gonna bring that up, mate. Thank you so much. The Blade Runner. We should probably play that. Should we play that on Monkey Island? We probably should play that. Monkey Island is definitely a fucking classic, though. Solid Freeman says, have you chosen your favorite cyborg-like reaction? But you won't get $7,000, I guess. What is my favorite? What is the best NPC? A real life replicant destroyed the stream, says Milky T. Victoria Rockwell says Buzzkill, indeed. What is my favorite NPC? What is my favorite NPC? I can't, man. There've been so many over the years, but I can't seem to think of one. There are so fucking many, but I can't even think of one. No. It's not coming to me. I'm going to have to think about that. What is my favorite NPC? I know what it is. It's House of the Dead. He goes like, thank you for rescuing me. Thank you for rescuing me. And the other one, the girl's going, no, no. Don't come. Don't come. When the zombies are encroaching on her. Do you remember that? There's so many funny lines in House of the Dead. Thank you for rescuing me. That's a great line. And then Goldman is the boss. And at the end he goes, it's time for the final battle. Did anyone play that? So funny. Gee. What the? Gee. What the? That game had the worst voice acting. It was brilliant though. It was brilliant. It was made better because of the shitty voice acting. Metal Gear 5 for the best NPC. House of the Dead. Terrible voice acting. House of the Dead 2 was awful as well. So it's so good though.
Dogs of the AMS. Time they made a move.
What the fuck? Really abrupt ending. Look.
Dogs of the AMS. Time they made a move.
That's brilliant. Wait, was he? What the fuck is he doing?
Dogs of the AMS. Time they made a move.
he's like this. Dogs of the AMS. Time they made a move.
It's been a while, hasn't it? My friends from the AMS. It's me, Goldman.
It's been a while, hasn't it? My friend from the AMS. It's me, Goldman. It's brilliant.
Everything's set. All we need to do is wait.
Or your baser belongs to us. That's a classic one. Hello, Ellie and Kat.
See him?
People of the AMS, I am Goldman. I don't care if you people try to get in my way or not. In time, you'll find out who's right.
That is astonishingly bad. Is that a Japanese dude speaking English, or is it actually a Westerner? If it's a Japanese dude, I love their nationalism and they don't give a fuck. They just do it themselves, untrammeled, making something kind of funny and quirky. But if that's a Westerner, he fucking dropped the ball.
This is a present from me to you.
It's got to be Japanese. This is a present from me to you.
Look at your left.
It's got to be Japanese. It's got to be.
Her shall awaken soon. Hurry, friends. You've come. Friends, the door of fate shall open.
This is brilliant. All your base. Yes, Deathclaw. They set us up the bomb. Say what? I don't know that game. He's cold as ice. Witcher 3. I don't think I got there.
I've been waiting for you, friends.
It's got to be Japanese. Because they have no idea of the nuance.
Goldman! Do you know what you're doing?
I'm fully aware of what I'm doing. Can't you see?
Can you see?
Man committed a sin. Disturbing the life cycle of nature.
Disturbing the life cycle of nature.
The original sin that man is responsible to. To protect the life cycle.
To protect the life cycle.
I have made a creature to rule over mankind.
Mankind! I remember this. It's time for the final battle!
The final battle!
Show yourself! Our new ruler, the Emperor!
The Emperor! Who's that in the corner? Shit. Folding office. It looks like Nights into Dreams.
And hate mankind.
I shall destroy and hate mankind. Okay. Don't you already hate them?
I am the Emperor. I am.
Mom. This is worse than I remember.
Old men.
Friends, it is not over yet.
Is that all you have to say?
This is so fucking damn good.
In time, a successor will come. Farewell, friends.
What the?
It's finally over. I'll go on fighting. As long as we have the will to live.
I love Japanese
Goodbye,
games.
Goodbye, Goldman.
I love it. It would be worse if the English was good. There's a charm to this ridiculous voice acting. Wow, that was really something, wasn't it? Shit, dude. House of the Dead. House of the Dead 1. Don't come. Why was the voice acting in House of the Dead 2 so bad? I'm going to have to watch that later. Wow, House of the Dead 2 voice acting. House of the Dead 2 must have been worse than House of the Dead 1. House of the Dead 1. Don't come. It's mad that that's not even here. That's one of the famous lines. This guy, she's going like, don't come. This game was the fucking shit in the arcade. It looks really, look at the art style. It's great. Really good. Brilliant, man. That was the this game was the shit. Well, maybe it was House of the Dead 2 where she's going. Look how dirty the house is. It's all fucking filthy. It just looks brilliant, man. This was, at the time, you can imagine how fucking shit hot this was. Maybe it is House of the Dead 2, Don't Come. Probably is, actually. Yeah, here it is. Look.
Don't come! Don't come! Don't come! Don't come!
I love it! Don't come! Not yet.
Don't come! Don't come! Don't come! Don't come!
It was fun as heck. I remember when my friend first saw this game, he explained it to me in such detail. He was so excited about it because it was like Virtua Cop. He said, it's like Virtua Cop, but it's got zombies and you can blow holes in them, blow off the body parts, and there's all green blood. And then he described it so well. I remember actually playing it, and it was just as good as he described. Yeah, man, this was the fucking shit. Famous last words before a pregnancy scare, says Victoria. Oh, shit. Don't come. Don't come. House of the Dead 2. Yeah, it is this one, I think. It's Don't Come. Sound effects. Boy, it's so good.
No, not G.
He's called G. Your mate's called G. Here it is.
How could this...
Him, don't kill.
Yeah. I think it's... There's so much silly shit in this game.
Harry and Amy are coming to back us up. Hurry! Go! Thanks, G.
Music's tight.
No! No!
I didn't have a chance, that guy.
I don't want to die.
Oh, that's sad.
My God.
His reaction, my God. I love it. This is so good. Look at this. That's the fucking one. Don't come, don't come. The guy's about to nut.
I don't want to die. My God.
Don't come. Don't come. Please. Please. Help him. Don't kill me.
I think it's thank you for rescuing me. One of them, he goes, thank you for wet-gearing me. One of them does. Wait, the music's sick, man.
No!
This is the one I play on dates with my husband before kids, like, sowed the seed in his mind.
Thank you for rescuing me.
That guy. I remember that. It was so funny. Look at this guy.
For rescuing me.
So he's like, no, no. Thank you for rescuing me. Man, these games are fucking, these are treasures. This is intangible heritage, man. I mean, the sound is so good. I didn't remember how fucking good the sound was. The music's intense and the effects, all the kind of sound design, the gunshots, everything. Look at it, it's so exciting. At the time, it was fucking mind-blowing. Look at it. It looks so cool. Mate, we've been done dirty with modern gaming. Right, everyone's playing Fortnite and Call of Duty. What are people doing? But this is where it was at. This is the kind of shit we need. This kind of... Look. Skin shoot the great. Whoa. Look at this. Bruv. Biden's pantry. This is so good. Look at this. Mate, Sega were the bosses back in the day. This is so much better. Yeah, because it's an arcade game. So,
thank you. Please take this.
So come. Give you some Tampax. Yeah, because it was an arcade, it was designed to be as intensely fun as possible in a short space of time. I used to play this again and again and again with my best mate. Look, it's a fucking like headless knight with spiked shoulder pads. Sega was just on another level, man. They were on another level. The buildings look really cool as well. You can see what the inspiration for Resident Evil 4, right? Look at it, like the towers and shit. There's a bit of From Software in here. This is great. It's really cool. You gotta shoot this little fucker. How the fuck are you supposed to hit that?
Terry!
Amy! Terry!
Thank God you arrived!
What the hell's going on in the city?
Don't know, but it's very similar to the 1998 Kyrian case.
That case?
Terry, go and prevent the confusion in the city.
Okay,
let's meet at Sunset Bridge.
We're counting on you, Gary.
Gary, go and prevent the confusion in the city. You got it. Yeah, this was on the Dreamcast, Victoria.
Dogs of the AMS. Time they made a move.
This guy. Muddy.
No! Help me! Hurry. What?
A lot of mess.
Ting. Thank you for rescuing me.
Same voice. Oof. So good, man, the way the bodies blow up. That interactive body part is so good. Ting. This is the arcade. Like, on the Dreamcast, it looks slightly worse, but pretty much nearly arcade perfect. And there was loads of little items and shit everywhere. Oh really, Victoria? You missed out. This was at the time that there was nothing like this. It was so powerful, really good. And like me and my friend, we played this so many times because we were praying that House of the Dead 1 was a hidden secret. Because House of the Dead 1 was on Sega Saturn, but it was such a shitty hardware on the Saturn, and it was by Tantalus, this Australian developer, and they fucked up. They looked so bad. I still played it loads, but we were praying, like, because this game was on better hardware than House of the Dead 1. So while we missed out on the weak Saturn, the previous console with House of the Dead 1, this hardware could have done an arcade perfect House of the Dead 1. They didn't put it as a secret. And back then, it wasn't all on YouTube, like all the secrets. We were just praying that it would be on there, but it wasn't. But these were better times. Like, this is before it was ultra, ultra mainstream, and now games are the equivalent of kind of insipid Marvel movies, man. Like, they used to churn out these wicked arcade games. I miss these days so much. Victoria, all that time I was wasted playing Crazy Taxi, damn it. That was a fucking wicked game. Howdy, Mark Hatfield. How are you, mate? How are you? Beta blockers all the way. Thank you for rescuing me.
What?
Oh shit. Just fell out the sky. Music's brilliant in this as well. Whoever composed this is a fucking boss. Sound effects are just wonderful. They add so much to the game. They used to go harder with the sound effects. I swear they're toned down these days. They're too smooth and like... Back then it was ba ba ba, pew pew, ba ba. Nearly distorted. Yeah, Time Crisis was good. I always preferred Virtua Cop on this though. Time Crisis is a bit more like, you could do a bit more with it. You could use the cover, right?
Trust me.
This is how cool the music is that all we're going to have. Oh, Stone Cold. Stone Cold Steve Austin, we used to say. Wait, I've got to screenshot that for my friend. I've got to screenshot that for him. Love the music. She's a fucking...
My son is waiting for you outside.
Say, like, thank God we didn't shoot his dad, huh?
We're flying right over the Sunset Bridge.
Some horrible monsters waiting. But he's like, that's the NPC animation, right? He's flailing around. The graphics were sick back then, the way the rug undulated. Oh man, this was so good in the arcade. Da-da-da.
Help!
This fat.
What's wrong with this city?
It's so good, the voice acting. Level design's fantastic as well. Sound effect. The big, strong, fat one. Love
Help!
It.
Help me!
Level design's so good. Chainsaw guy.
Thanks. Sunset Bridge is just ahead.
King! This is so good. Shit, I'm so highly amused by this. Sega with the bosses. Mate, Microsoft just needs to buy Sega. Bring back this shit, dude. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, boy. Great sound.
Can't let this go on.
The crew is down. Did you stop the confusion?
Amy, Harry, the state of the city is too much.
Well, it's about that. It seems like Goldman.
Wait, we'll talk later.
Fucking man. What is it? Hierophant. This is so influenced by Resident Evil, it's not even funny. Resident Evil started all this shit. Where the fuck did he get that trident from is my question. Serious question. Look at it. Where did he get that from? He's like the fish whisperer, he's got control over the fish. He's like that one in Darkstalkers, right? Uh-oh. This is a very odd boss. And it doesn't make sense, does it? But it looks kind of cool. I don't remember that Area 51 zombie game. It's like a shooting game like this. Put him down. His chest opens up, that's quite cool. Splash. Dreamcast version was so damn close to this. Nearly the same. This is the music, brilliant.
It's been a while, hasn't it? My friends from the AMS, it's me, Goldman.
They're trying to make it out like some dramatic story. Just no one knows what the fuck's going on. AMS. AMSR? It's a loud ass boat.
Gary, back me up.
Okay.
Water level. Blood in the water.
Are you alright, Gary? Yeah, I'm hanging on.
Oh, what a time to fucking ask. Ping!
saving me.
I could just watch this endlessly. So entertaining. They knocked it out of the park with this, man. Seriously.
Yes, this is Amy. Yes. Yes.
Look at this, boss. Tower. What a stupid name for a boss. Look at that. Proper aggro scream. Look at this. Wow, it's an aggro scream.
It's me, Gary.
Gary, come quickly.
Gary. Oh, shit.
Amy, what happened, Amy?
What happened, Amy?
The Coliseum?
People of the
what
AMS.
The fuck is the AMS? Didn't come quickly enough.
I don't care if you people try to get in my way or not. In time, you'll find out who's right.
Brilliant.
This is a present from me to you.
Me to you.
Look at your left.
Some fucked up. Hell yeah, look at this.
Amy! Harry!
Well, friends.
That sound effect.
Meeting you
poor.
People again.
Very left. Strength. Mate, the chainsaw's out of control. Look at it. Wow, look at this thing. Manic and savage, ferocious. That walk is pretty funny, Milky. Looks like staggering around, having an epileptic fit. He's verging on an epileptic fit. So close to it, he's just holding it off. The only thing that's stopping his epileptic fit from kicking in, holding that chainsaw.
Amy, hurry. Are you alright?
I'm alright.
Hurry, friends.
All the bosses come back. Wow, look at this. Zombies are driving a car. How ridiculous is that? I don't remember this. I really do not remember this. Okay, they all come back. That's quite cheap.
You have no future.
He's got like fucking like frankfurters coming out of him.
Either way. Your fate is in our hands.
It's quite cool, though. Magician. Hentai boss. So this is the boss from the first game. Last boss. Flick it on a bit. Oh, shit. But yeah, it's kind of this meta game where there's a bullet hell. It shoots loads of bullets in the sky and they like rain down on you to shoot the bullet. Cool.
You're the only one who's gonna get defeated, magician.
You're the only one who's gonna get defeated. Okay.
At last, you've come. Friends.
Friends.
The door of fate shall open.
This.
It's like they're inviting me in.
That's what it is now, is all these freaky, like, robot zombies. Look, that's cool. He's got, like, a lightsaber.
What is this place?
Always have these fucking stasis pods in these games. The scream of that. Ah! Proper intense. Look at this, is cool, man. Look at this. Whoa. That's a good player. And then that's it, yeah. Ali turns into all the other ones, it's quite funny. Kind of a weird last boss, wouldn't you say?
I am.
Wow. Mate, this game is sick, man. If only it was longer, right? That's what she said. If only it was a little bit longer, that would be perfect, wouldn't it? There's one other thing I wanted to take a picture of for my friend. Who? There's like the guy with the two chainsaws is what I wanted.
Trust me.
Where is he? That guy. That womb noise is what I want to happen when I die. What? Woom, woom, woom. That was random as fuck, man. I couldn't. The nostalgia there is just fucking overwhelming, man. I remember back in the day, had the Dreamcast with my best mate. We just sit there and play it all weekend. Play it like Friday. We go out raving to drum and bass, like take some pills and shit. Come back, sleep, wake up, and just like play that game. So good, man. Couple of days. That was so good. Oh, shit. House of the Dead 2. What a sick game that is. Anyways, it's been fun, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the NPC streamer news and enjoyed that bit of nostalgia. Victoria Rockwell says, makes you want to go back and freeze time. That's a bit megalomaniacal, isn't it, Victoria? I know what you mean, though. All right, everyone. I should get a little bit of sleep. Nearly 9 a.m. in Tokyo. Why you do this? Always up so late. Right. Yeah. I got to sleep, mama. Thank you for rescuing me, Solid Freeman. You're welcome. Hey, Gary. Lot of mercy. We're on the way out. Lots of love to you, Gary. How's the bowling alley building going? I see you lot either Friday or Saturday for a 24-hour live stream. Play some Monkey Funky Island. Much love to you all. Take care and good night. Thank you for rescuing me.